make a bracha before we go to eat fruits is al peiros ilan. If the fruit grows off a tree, oimer, we say borei priyets, like on an apple, on a pear, we say borei priyets. Chutz min hayayin, except from yayin, from wine, shal hayayin, because on wine, before we drink wine, oimer, we say borei pri hagofen, a special bracha borei pri hagofen. Even though really wine comes from grapes, and on the grapes itself you have to make a borei priyets, but the wine that comes out of the grape is came to a special thing. Wine is very special. Therefore, we have a special bracha, borei pri hagofen. Hasten, wine has a smile that it's soy, the saliv, it satisfies you very much. It also makes you happy. So therefore, Chachamim gave a special bracha, borei pri hagofen. The alperis oritz, on the fruits that grow off the ground. There's not off a tree, but things that grow off the ground, like cucumbers, like the watermelon, is oimer, we say, borei pri hadama. We say borei pri, these are the fruits of hadama, comes out of the ground itself. Since it's not coming out of a tree, it's coming out of the ground, we only say borei pri hadama. Chutz min hapas, except from bread, even though bread comes from wheat, which wheat grows on the ground, so really we should have made a borei pri hadama on bread, but still the Mishnah says, shal hapas, on bread, huayme, we say hamoitzi lechem min horetz. We make a special brochum, hamoitzi lechem min horetz. Hey, since the bread is the ikri mezoinus of Adam, that's the main food substance we have, therefore Chachamim will convey a special bracha when we go to eat bread. The al hayirokos, yirokos like vegetables, like krill, like cabbage, or like radishes, or else onions, is oimer, we say, borei pri hadama. We make a bracha, borei pri hadama also. Rabbi Yehuda says, borei minei deshoyim. He says no, and all different types like vegetables, you make this bracha of borei minei deshoyim. Deshoyim means like the herbs. As according to Yehuda, on each min you have to make a special bracha. However, we do not paskin like Yehuda. We hold on all vegetables or anything that grows on the ground, not on a tree, we make a borei pri hadama. The Mishnah base, beirach al peiros ilan. If somebody made a bracha before he ate from the fruits that grow off the tree, borei pri hadama, if he made a mistake and instead of making a borei pri eitz, he only said a borei pri hadama, is yotze. He is yotze, he does not have to make another bracha. This bracha helps, because it's not a sheker, because the fruits, like the apple that grows out of the tree, also grows out of the ground, because the tree comes out of the ground. What about the opposite way? V'yalaperis ha'oretz borei pri eitz. Let's say on a vegetable, instead of making a borei pri hadama, you said a borei pri eitz, lo yotze, then you are not yotze, because that's like sheker, because you said this grows out of the tree, and it doesn't. These vegetables only grow out of the ground, and not out of the tree. So since it's sheker, it's a lie, you're not yotze with this bracha. Al kulam, but on everything, anything you eat, imomar shahako niya bedvaroi, is yotze. As b'dievet, if you make this bracha shahako niya bedvaroi, even on fruits, even on vegetables, b'dievet you are yotze. On everything, b'dievet you yotze this bracha. That's why the klal is usually, if you have a suffix, what bracha to make, you're in doubt, what's the right bracha? So of course, at first you're supposed to ask somebody, like ask the Rav, what bracha you should make. But even if he does not know what bracha to make, then you could be samech to make this bracha of a shahakol niyeh b'dvarayim, because on anything you make it, b'dievet, you are yotzer with this bracha. Mishnah Gimel. Al dovor she'en gidule minoritz, on something that does not grow out of the ground, Oimer, what bracha do we make on it before we eat it? Shahako. In other words, on meat, on chicken, on eggs, these are not things that grow out of the ground. Therefore, before we eat them, we make a shahako. Al ha-choymetz, on vinegar. V'al ha-noivlois. Noivlois, those are fruits that fell off the tree before they were ripe. V'al ha-goivoi, and on grasshoppers, is oimer shahako. We only have to make a shahako. And since these fruits, like fruit, fall off the tree before they were ripe, so you do not make a borei pri eitz because they're not choshev also fruit yet. Still, since you're having some enjoyment from it, you have to make a shahako niyeh b'dvarei. Same thing on this chaymetz, on this vinegar, which originally it was yayin, and now it became spoiled a little bit, it became into vinegar. So since it lost its chashivus of yayin, but still there is some enjoyment from it, it is drinkable, therefore you have to make a bracha shahako. So Mishnah says, al ha-cholav, when you take milk, v'al ha-gvina on cheese, V'yala beitzim on eggs. Oimer, what's the bracha to say? Shahaka. We make a shako. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shehu min klolo, ein mevorchen olov. Is anything that's a little bit roomed, it's not so good, you don't make a bracha at all. In other words, he holds that on chaymitz, on the vinegar, this good wine that became a little bit spoiled and came into vinegar, you do not make a bracha at all. The same thing on the noivlois, on these fruits that fell off the tree, since they're a little bit spoiled, it's a min klala, you don't make a bracha at all. But the halacha is not like a yuda. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that if these things got a little bit spoiled, but they're still edible, the bracha is we make a shako. Mishneh Dalit. Hoyu lefonov minim harvi. You had in front of you a lot of different type of fruits to eat. Now the question is, which one comes first? Which one should you take to make the bracha on first? Is Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im yesh b'neim imin shiva. If you have in front of you one of the fruits that's from the Shivas Haminim that Eretz Yisrael is famous for, is Mavarach Olov. You're supposed to make a bracha on the Shivas Haminim first. In other words, let's say you have an apple and you have a date. Since the date is from the Shivas Haminim, you should take the date and make the Borei Priyetz on the date and then eat the apple like you are Yaitza with the Borei Priyetz for the apple also. But not the opposite way. Don't make the Borei Priyetz on the apple first to be Maitzi the date, because since the date is from the Shivas Haminim, that comes first. For the Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, Mivorach Aleitza Mehem Sheyirtza. No, if you want to, you can make the bracha whichever one you want, which means whichever one you like better. Let's say you like apples right now, so you should make the bracha on the apple, make the Borei Priyetz on the apple, and that would part of the other fruits. Even though the other ones are min shiva, still the chum hold that whichever one you want, which is chaviv, is dear, you love right now, that's the more choshev, that's the one you should make the bracha on. Here, Mishneh Hei. Beirach al hayayin shelefnei hamozen. If you made a bracha on the wine that you drank before the mozen, you made a borei priyagofen, which means before you started the suda, is poter esayayin shliachar hamozen. You do not have to make another bracha on the wine that you drink after the meal. Now, after the meal here does not mean after you bench. It means rather that after they have the suda, like for dessert, they used to drink wine. So since you made the bracha before you started the meal, borei priyagofen, and you had in mind that you planned to drink more wine throughout the meal, and you knew you would drink the wine even after the meal, like at dessert time, so you do not have to make another bracha. That first bracha helps for all the wine you're going to drink. What about the beirach al ha-parperes shelefnei hamozen? Well, if you made a bracha on the parperes, so this is a machlekes. Some learn that papyrus means all the type of food that you eat like with the bread. In other words, vegetables and fish and meat, or minitavshel. So if you made a bracha on this before the meal, it potes the papyrus shalachar hamosin, that you would eat like for dessert, you would not have to make another bracha. Some learn this goes on like hors d'oeuvres, something you eat at the beginning of the meal to give you a better appetite. So, who are then if you eat this thing for kinuach hasuda? So, if you made the bracha at the beginning, you do not have to make the bracha again at the end. Some say it means like a cake that you make a borei min hamozonos. That's what we're talking about. So, it says if you made a bracha on a papyrus shelefnei hamozen right before the meal, you do not have to make the bracha again at the end of the meal. Derech al hapas, let's say you made a hamotzi lechem min oretz, you made a bracha on bread, is poter as a papyrus. Then you do not have to make a bracha on either the food you eat with the bread like, or else the entree, since that's making you have a bigger the appetite for the meal, or else the cake, which is also like a part of the bread. Mashenken ala papyrus, if you only make a bracha on the side dishes or on the cake, is like poter as a pas. With the bracha you make on the hors d'oeuvres or on the food that you eat with the bread, that does not pater you if you want to eat bread now. You would still have to make hamotzi lechem min oretz. Beishamai says, af loy maisa kedera, that if you make a bracha on the papyrus, it does not pater you even if you eat a maisa kedera, which usually means like cereal. That the papyrus would not pater you if you're eating cereal, you would still have to make another bracha. Now, to get these halachas klor, we're not going to go through it right now, for just for Mishnayis, we don't get it too klor. We'll have to see the Gemara clearly in all these halachas exactly how we paskin l'maisa l'halacha. Mishnah Vov. Hoyu yoshvin lechol. And when people sat down to eat, is called echod v'yechad mevorach liyatzmai. Everybody should make his own separate brocha. Like you want to make a mitzvah lechem minoritz, you want to make a shakol. Is the brocha you make before you're eating, you eat. Even if you have a few people eating together, each one should make his own brocha. Because since there's no kviyas asuda now, so each one should make his own brocha. What about hasebu? They sat down like tea together. At that time, they used to lie down on the bed, and they made a chabura now, a kviyas of eating together. Then the Mishnah says, echad mevorach lekulan. Then the klal is one person should make the bracha and be made to everybody. Bolehem yayin b'tei chamozen. Let's say in the middle of the meal they brought wine for everybody to drink. Is kol echod v'yechad mevorach liyatzmai. Everybody should make their own bracha b'orer pri hagafen, even though they're in the middle of having a meal together. And at the beginning of the meal we said one should make a bracha for everybody. But here that the wine comes in the middle of the meal, we did not tell everybody to stop because some people still want to eat. And we're afraid that some people may choke. So therefore, everybody makes his own bracha. Liacher hamozen. What about the wine that comes after you finished eating already? Then we say echem mevorach lekulam. Since they're not in the middle of eating, and since there's haseba, they're all eating together. So again, one person should make the bracha for everybody else. But this is providing they did not have wine before, because if they had wine before in the meal, they would not have to make another bracha now. Now the person that made the bracha borer pri hagafen to be made to everybody on the wine, later after the meal when they benched, the minig was they used to smell some psamim. And they had to make a bracha borer minei b'samin. So the same person that made the bracha al hagafen to be made to everybody, he would also make this bracha al hamugmar, to make the bracha on the b'samin borer minei b'samin. Afal pi shein mevin es hamugmar el liyachar asuda. Even though they first brought the spices to smell, that to make the bracha after the meal, but still we say you ended off, you made the last bracha, borer pri hagafen, you should make this bracha also. Mishnah Zayin, heviyu lufanav meliach betchila. If they brought in front of you something very salty to eat, like salting fish, upas imoy, and since it was so salty, they brought you some bread along to eat with it. Is the halacha mevorach al hamaliach? You just have to make like a shakol yibdvoroi. You make a bracha on the salty fish. Upoiteres apas. You would not have to make a bracha at all on this bread. Shapas tfeiloloi. Because the bread here is not coming because you really want to eat the bread. It's just coming as a tofel, like a secondary thing, to the maliach to help out the salty fish. So you're only eating it as a secondary thing, as a tfeilom. You do not have to make a bracha. It's like part of the ikur, and the bracha or the shakol of the fish helps with the bread. Zehaklo, this is the general rule, that kol shu ikur, v'imait tfeila. Anything you're eating something, that's the main thing you're eating now. And you have a tfeila, you have something else helping you eat that, eating that. Is mevorach al ikur, you only have to make a bracha on the ikur, u'poit teres at tfeila. On the tofel, the secondary thing that's coming to help out the first thing, you would not have to make a bracha at all. Like the moshel, let's say you're eating bananas, and you have sour cream. So you're only putting the sour cream on the bananas, like to make the bananas taste good. So therefore, you would only have to make a borer pri hadoma on the bananas, and you would not have to make a bracha on the sour cream. Because the sour cream is like a tofel, just helping out the ikur, the bananas. When you have a bowl of cereal and you put some milk in there, so if it's a cereal that you would have to make a borer minei mezonos on, that's the only bracha you would have to make, and not on the milk, because the milk is called a tofel, a secondary thing to the cereal. Mishnah Ches, Ochal te'enim va'anovim v'rimonim. If you eat figs, or you ate grapes, or you ate pomegranates, is mevorach achareihem shalosh brochas. Even though the first bracha you have to make is only a borer pri eitz, but these things, since they're from the Shiva Saminim, you have to make three brachas. Mevorach achareihem shalosh brochas. Like you have to bench. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. We don't hold like that. We hold like the Chachamim. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say though, Parocha Achas Mien Sholesh. You only have to make an Aleitz Vel Priyates, like we do. One Brocha that has Mien part of each of these three Brochas. Rabbi Akiva, Oimer Rabbi Akiva says, Afilo Ochal Shelek, even if you just eat a cooked vegetable, and that fills you up, Mevorech Achor Shalosh Brochas, there is a Chiv to bench. And this is Rabbi Akiva's Shita, that you do not have to bench just by eating bread, but rather anything that fills you up, you have to make bench. And we do not hold like this. We hold the only bench after you ate bread, or else if you will kavei a suda on cake. Hashoyse mayim litzmo. If somebody drinks water because he's thirsty, is oimer shahakol niyad dvaroi. You have to make a bracha before you drink the water, and make a bracha shahakol niyad dvaroi. Now it says because you are thirsty means that you have to have some enjoyment from the water. Lafuki, if somebody is choking and he just drinks the water to get down, so to get the thing out of his throat, he does not have to make a bracha. Rabbi Tarfon says, Borei nefashos rabbis. That's the bracha you have to make. That if you drink water, the bracha you make before is a borei nefashos rabbis v'chesroinen. However, we hold that the bracha before you drink is a shakol niyeh b'dvaroi, and the bracha achrein after you drink liquid, if you drink a revius of liquid, you have to make a borei nefashos rabbis v'chesroinen. If three people sat down to have their meal together, and they wash, they have bread, eating together, is chayov and lezamin. When they come to bench, they have a chiyuv to bench together. That's called the zimun. We always dash in the pasuk says like Hashem Hashemek Rabbeinu Lelokeinu. They were supposed to be mezamin that one should bench and be moitzi the other two people. That's called the zimun. And before they make the zimun, before they start benching, they say, "Yishem Hashem Avorach Matov Alom, Peshus Mavasayin Avorach Shchanim Shloy, and then Yitzbar Avorach Shchanim Shloy B'Tovach Yinu." Now, Ochal Demai, if they were eating a Demai, that means a Peiros or here wheat that you bought from an Amoritz, and you have a suffix if he took off Trumas and Ma'aser Sonat, or Ma'aser Rishon and Shenitlus Rumosay. Relish reading Maisa Rishon that the Truma was taken off already. Relish Maisa Sheni v'Hegdish Shniftu. You're eating Maisa Sheni or else Hegdish that they already poider it. Because they made it into Chulin already. So Chura, you are allowed to eat it. Relish v'Hashamosh She'ochal Kezayis. The waiter, if he had a Kezayis of bread, he could also be Mitzarif, he could be part of the three people to be Mechayiv to bench B'Zimun. V'Hakusi. A Kusi also has a locha like a Yisrael. Is even though a kusi is a ger, and even though later on they turned back to be bad people, but still they have a locha like the Israel, the Mishnah holds, is mizamnin alayim. Or any one of these people, or even if you're eating these type of food, you have a right to eat the food, and therefore there's a din to make zimun. When you bench, you have to bench together. Avol olchal tevel, you're eating something that's also teet midiraisa. Or else I think the more comes out, even if it's also midirabonon. Tevel means you the fruits or the wheat that was grown in the Eretz Yisrael, and you did not take off any trumas and ma'isus yet. If you're reading ma'isurishon, that you did not take off the truma yet, so it's also tidit. Or else you're reading the ma'isusheni or else hegdish that you were not poida, so it has kedusha on it. You're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim the ma'isusheni. If the waiter ate less than a kezayis worth of bread, or else if you have the third person is a goy, is ein mizamnin alayim. Then there's no chiyuv to bench together. You're not allowed to bench b'zimun. Or the two people, the two other yidden, have to bench separately, each one by himself. The Mishnah Beis, noshim v'yavodim uketanim, women or slaves or children. Ein mizamnin alayhim. You cannot make a zimun between them, whether they're together, whether they're separate. The minig is that anisha and slaves and katanim, you don't make a zimun together. Even though women by themselves, nikra din, could make a zimun, hu adin, the avodim by themselves could make a zimun, but just mean together they don't make a zimun. Now, ad kama mizamnin, is how much do you have to eat in order to have a chiyuv to bench together to make the zimun? Is our kezayis. As long as you eat a kezayis worth of bread, you have a chiyuv to bench, and the benching should be done by zimun. Rabbi Yehuda says, ad kebeitza. No, you have to eat at least the size of an egg worth of bread, then there's a chiyuv zimun. But less than that, there's no chiyuv zimun. And he holds also that there's no chiyuv to bench either. You see, he holds that you have to at least eat the size of an egg to have a chiyuv to bench. However, we hold that's enough to eat a kezayis. If you eat a kezayis worth of bread, for that alone you could bench. And if you have three people eating it together, there would be a chiyuv zimun. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad mizamnin. What is the nusach? How do we say before we say the Birchas Hamazon? Is b'shloisha if we have three people eating together, oimer nevorach. He starts off saying, nevorach shechanu mishaloi. B'shloisha v'hu, let's say there are three people excluding himself, in other words, he and three other people, oimer borchu. Then he says to the three people, borchu shechanu mishaloi, yeah, because he's talking to three other people. What about ba'asorah if we have 10 people, oimer nevorach lelokeinu. He starts off saying, nevorach lelokeinu. What about Ba'asara Vahu? There are 10 people excluding himself. In other words, he is talking to 10 other people. Oimer Borchu. Then he starts off saying Borchu to them, and he answers back, El Lelokeinu. In other words, like he says, Borchu Lelokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. What about Echod Asoro V'Echod Eser Ribui? Whether there's 10 people or whether there's 10,000 people? That's the nusach we say. We say Baruch Hu. And really the Gemara explains this is really according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that there's no difference whether you have 10 or 100,000. It's all the same halacha. Mashenk and the rest of the Mishnah now is going to go according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that he says there is a difference. The Mishnah says, B'meyo oimer nevorach la'ashem alokeinu. If you have 100 people, then you start off saying nevorach la'ashem alokeinu. What about b'nei yavahu? You have 100 people excluding yourself. Oimer borchu. Then you say to them, borchu l'Hashem Elokeinu. The elef, if you have 1,000 people, oimer nevorach l'Hashem Elokeinu l'Okei Yisrael. As you add a few more, you add a few more shvachim to Hashem, the more people that are there. What about the elef ahu? As excluding yourself, there are 1,000 people. Oimer borchu. You say l'Hashem Elokeinu l'Okei Yisrael. That's the difference. You'll say to them, you always say Baruch Hu, but if you're included, you say Nevorach. Beriboy, you have 10,000. Oimer Nevorach LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei HaTzvois Yoyishev HaKruvim Al HaMozon Shechalnu. That's what Nusach you say if you have 10,000 people. What about Beriboy Vahu? There are 10,000 people excluding yourself. Oimer, then you say Baruch Hu, and this old Nusach LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei HaTzvois Yeshiv HaKruvim Alamozin Shechalnu. Then the Mishnah says, Kinyin Sheomar Mevorach Koch Kach Oynemachru. The same way the Mevorach has to say, that's the way they answer back. They say, we have 10,000, they say, Boruch Hashem Lokeinu Lokei Yisrael Lokei HaTzvois Yeshiv HaKruvim Alamozin Shechalnu. It's whatever the first one said, that's the same way they answer it back. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oymer Lefi Roiv HaKohol Hey Mevorachin. In other words, like this last sheet, this last part of the Mishnah we were saying, this goes according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he says, Lefi Roiv HaKol Hey Mevorachin. According to the amount of people that are there, that's a different type of a nusach we say. Shenemar, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, B'makhelos Boruchu Elokim, Hashem Mimekor Yisrael. B'makhelos Mashmur, when there's a bigger tzibur, a bigger gathering together, that's the way we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Rabbi Akiva, and Akiva says back, Ma motzinu b'beis ha-knesses, just like we find when we come to the beis ha-knesses in shul, Echad merubin, v'echad mewatin, whether you have 100,000 people there, or whether you only have 10 people in shul, Oimer Baruch Hu Es Hashem. We only have one nusach, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. See also by the nusach of Birchas Hamazon, by Nezumin, we only have one nusach. By three we say, Baruch Shechanu Mishaloi, and by 10 we say Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi, but not more. Rabbi Yishmael Leimer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. In other words, Rabbi Yishmael also holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Nusach does not change, but he just says when we have 10 people, we say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavaruch. If three people sat down to eat together, as they washed and they ate their lechem together, they started the meal together, they are not allowed to separate. In other words, since they started the meal together, and they have a chiv now to bench together, b'teres zimun, they're not allowed to bench separately in order that there should not be a zimun. In other words, once you're mechuyev to make a zimun, you have to at the end bench all three together. V'chein arbo, v'chein chamisha. Who are then if you have four or five people, also they cannot separate, because they all have a chiv to bench together, b'teres zimun. Shisha, let's say you have six people sat down to eat together, then nechlokim. Then they're allowed to separate into two different groups, because then each group has three people, they could bench zimun together. And asor, up until 10 people, also they could divide themselves into two different groups, or if they have 9 people, they could divide themselves into three different groups. Up until 10. Above the asora eino nechlokin. Once you have 10 people sitting tea together, then they're not allowed to separate, because when you have 10 people, then you say in the baruch lelokeinu, you say Hashem's name Elokeinu, and less than 10 you don't say Elokeinu. Therefore, since they have a chiyuv to ben zimun and saying Hashem's name of Elokeinu, they have to always have 10 together. Ad shiyu esrin, until you have 20 people. When you have 20 people, then they could divide themselves up into two groups of 10 and 10, and each one would say Nevarach Elokeinu Shechanu Mishloi, and then that would also be all right. Mishnehe. Shtei chaburois shoyu oichlois babayis echot. You have two different groups of people eating together in the same house. Each one ate at their own separate table, and two different groups. Is bizman shemiktsosun royin elu aselu. If the people from this group could look and see the other people eating in the other group, then hare elu mitztorfen the zimun. Then both groups could get together and to make zimun together. Let's say there are 5 people here and 5 people there. They're allowed to say in the Baruch Elokeinu together. Since one group can see the other group, that makes it starfish, makes like one group together. Since they're eating in the same house, and even though it's not at the same table, but since they could see one and another, that's also considered a tziruf. The Yim Lov, let's say they can't see one another. One is in one room, one is in the other room. Two different groups of people, even though they're in the same house. Then Elu Mizamnin Liatzman, the Elu Mizamnin Liatzman. Each group has their own chiyuv to make zimun between themselves. If you have 3 people there, they have to bench together, and the other table also has to bench by themselves. And the Gemara says if there's a shamash, if there's a waiter that waits on both tables, he is mitzaref, he brings them together, that again they could also make a zimun together. If there are 10 together, they could say Nevarach Elokeinu. Ein mevorchin al hayayin ad sheyiten l'soichoy mayin. You're not allowed to make a bracha, borah priya gofen, on wine unless you added water into the wine. Another one, the time of the Mishnah, the yayin was chosuk, was very strong, raw wine. It wasn't drinkable. So he holds you can't make the special bracha, borah priya gofen, until you first add some water into it. That makes it like drinkable. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. You can make a borah priya gofen even on wine that's not diluted with any water. A strong wine, you could also make a borah priya gofen. Here up to Perek Shmini, the 8th Perek. Elu devarim shebein beishamai ubeisilu besuda. These are the things that there's a difference in halacha between beishamai and beisilu. Nageyat halachas of the suda. When you sit down to eat, have a suda together. That Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, Mevorach al Hayoyim, V'yachakach Mevorach al Hayayim. It's when you come to make Kiddush Friday night, how do you make Kiddush at the beginning of the Suda? First you make al Hayoyim, first you say the Kiddush, and then you say a Borah Priya Gofen. Well, Beisilul, Omer Beisilul says, no, Mevorach al Hayayim, the way we do, at the beginning of Kiddush, first we make a Borah Priya Gofen, and afterwards, we first make the Kiddush to make the bracha on the Chnisas of Shabbos, the Kaddish HaShabbos. And the Gemara explains the Machlekes that Beis Shammai holds that you first make the bracha on the Yom, because the Yom, the day, causes the wine to come. It's because today is Shabbos, that's why we have to make Kiddush. And secondly, the Kedushas HaYom came first, like it came Shabbos first, and then first we come to make Kiddush. And Beis Hillel's Svaris know that first we make a bracha Baruch Pri HaGofen, because the whole Yisrael you make Kiddush is only Al HaKos, because we have wine, that we have to make Kiddush Al HaYayin. And secondly, because this is a bracha that's Todr, it comes often, more often than Kiddush, and the klal is Todr V'Sheina, Todr Todr Kodim. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. In other words, any time you have two brachas in front of you, and the question is which one to make first, if this is a bracha that's todr, that comes more often, like the bracha Baruch Pri HaGofen, we make this bracha even in the middle of the week, since this bracha comes more often, that's the reasoning why this one should come first, before we make the brachas of Kiddush, which only comes once on Shabbos. And once a week on Shabbos. Mishneh Beis. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai holds. Noitlin la yodayim, first you're supposed to wash your hands. V'yachar kach moizgin es hakos. And then do we dilute the wine with water, then we like moizgin es hakos, we make the kos roi, to be used. Now Rashi learns, we're talking about here the wine you want to have before the meal. Before you start the suda, the meal, they used to drink wine. So Beis Shammai holds, even before you go to drink your wine, first you should wash your hands, lesuda, make them tilo shadayim, and then you go to drink the wine. Beis Hillel says, moizgin es hakos, no, first go pour the wine, like make the wine drinkable, add the water into the wine that you could drink it, and drink the wine. V'yachar kach noitlin liyadayim, and later you'll first wash your hands, pour them tilo shadayim. In other words, after you drink your wine first before the meal, now, when you're about to start the suda to wash, to eat your bread, that's when you should first wash your hands to make them tilo shadayim before you have your bread, the way we do. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Mekaneach yodov b'mapeh, as after a person washes his hands, then he dries his hand with a towel, is Mekaneach yodov b'mapeh, you could dry your hands with a towel, Umanicho al hashulchan. Now the chiddush is you're allowed to leave this towel, this like wet towel that you washed your hands, you could leave it on the table. Ubeisilul Omrim, Beisilul says, Al hakeses. No, you're not allowed to leave it on the table, but rather on a chair. On the chair you could put it, but not on the table. And the Gemara explains the machlokes is, the question now is the table that you are using a sheni letumah? Is a person makbid not to use a table that has a sheni letumah? Beis Shammai holds yes. People are makbid, they do not use a table to put food on if the table has a sheni letumah on it. Therefore, we're not afraid this mapa, this towel, even though it's a little bit wet, even though it has water on it, and if water were touch a sheni letumah, the water would become tummy. We're not afraid because most tables that are used does not have any tumor on it. There's not a sheni letumah. Therefore, you're even allowed to leave this wet towel on top of the table. And we're not afraid maybe the towel will become tummy, like the water in the towel will become tummy because of the shulchan. Mashenka and Basil holds no, you're only allowed to put this towel on the table, on the chair, but not on the table. Because he holds, you are allowed to use a table that has a sheni letumah. And therefore we're afraid if you put this table on top of the table, you put the towel on top of the table, maybe the wetness, the water in the towel, will be kabel tumah from the table, and the towel will become like a rishon letumah now, and it will be metama the food on the table. Therefore, Beis Hillel holds you're not allowed to put this towel on top of the table. Today, the towel should not go to be metama the food, but rather leave the towel on your chair, because even if the chair is a sheni letumah and it will be metama the towel, however, it will not come in contact with the food. At most, it'll only be metame your hands. So Beis Hillel holds it's better that your hands should become tamei, which is only an issa de rabbanan. There's no deraisa that the hands should become tamei, rather than leaving the table, the towel on top of the table, which may be metama the food, which has a makom midiraisa. Therefore, it's more machmer, and the towel should not be on top of the table, but rather just leave the table, the towel al hakeses on the chair. Mishneh Dalet. Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Mechavdin es habayis. First you're supposed to clean the house, which here means clean off the perurei ha'ichlin that's still on the table. Now, after you finish eating, before you wash your mayim achronim, first you should clean off the table. V'yachar kach, afterwards, noten liyodayim. Then you first wash your hands for mayim achronim. Because if you would wash your hands first, we're afraid maybe some of the water would fall on top of the oichlin, and it will make the oichlin mias, not nice, and it's not nice to be mayis, to make the food not edible. U'beisilu oimrim, Beisilu says, noitlin liyodayim, no, you're allowed to first wash mayim achronim. V'yachar kach, mechabden es habayis. And then first later, you'll take off the table, clean off the perurim, the pieces, the leftover food. And Beisilu is not choshish lehefsed oichlin, because usually the perurim, if there's a kezayis there left over, usually the shamash takes it away anyway, before the netila. Elamai, you have small crumbs left over. So he says, even if it's mias from the mayim achronim, it doesn't make a difference. And really, the Gemara comes out that the ikar machlokes between Beisham and Beisilu is, can you use a waiter or a shamash, that's an amoritz. Whereas Beisilu holds, you have to only use a shamash, that's a talmid chacham. Therefore, he knows that before you go to wash your hands even, he takes away all the pieces left over that the size of a kezayis. Anything left over on the table is only less than a kezayis. Therefore, on those small pieces, we're not afraid of mishum mimis, maybe you'll be mafsid that oichel. Mashen kein Beishamai holds, you're allowed to use a shamash that's an amoritz, so he doesn't know the halachas. Therefore, he won't even clear off the table from the pieces that have a kezayis before you wash your hands. Therefore, we're afraid if you wash your hands first, maybe the water would fall on pieces of bread or pieces of food left over that's the size of a kezayis, and you'll be mafsid oichlin, and that's not right. That's not nice to do. Mishnehei, Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Ner u'mozoin u'vesomim v'havdola. Because how do we go to make havdola on Motzoi Shabbos? First you make the bracha borim yireish on the fire. Then u'mozoin, in case you didn't bench yet for shalashudis, and you want to bench now, is you make on the same kais. In other words, you only have one kais, and you want to bench and make havdola on the same kais, because you only have one cup of wine. So you want to be able to bench on the kais and to make havdola on the same kais. So first you make the bracha on the ner, then ala mozen you bench, uvisamim, then you make the barim in uvisamim. If you have dollar, then you make the bracha of havdola. Beisilu says no, ner uvisamim, first you make the bracha on the ner, barim ireish, then you make the bracha on visamim, umozen, then you bench, if you have dollar, then you make havdola. Now what's the machla? And another thing is, Beisharmai oimim, Beisharmai says, shebora ma'or ha'ish. What's the brach we make is that you created Ma'or of the fire, the light of the fire. U'beisil loimrim, borei ma'orei ho'esh. That's the nusach of the brach we should make, borei mi'orei ho'esh. Now, nageya to the first machloikis, whether you make ner or mozen uvesamin, or rather, according to Beisilu, you first make the ner and the vesamin, so that's a machloikis according to this shita, which is Reb Meir's shita, that he holds both Beisham and Beisilu, both hold that Havdalah comes last, and Mozen comes first before that. And it's only a question, Machlokes, where do you put the Ner and the Besamim? And they're both Moedir, that first you say Ner, then the Besamim. So only a question, is the Besamim after the Mozen near the Havdalah, or is the Besamim near the Ner, because that's like the Bracha Barim Yireish, and then you make the Bracha on the Ner, on the Besamim right away. However, the Gemara says that Reb Yehuda argues in this and says no, that if Yehuda holds that there's no machlekes, everybody holds birchas hamozen comes first, and Abdullah comes last, and the machlekes is only whether you make a bracha on the or ma'or first, and then the b'samim, or do you make the bracha first on the b'samim, then on the ma'or. And we do like if Yehuda sheet always, we first make the bracha on the ner, and then we first make the bracha on the b'samim, and then we make the bracha on the ner. And the last machlekes, what nusach ha-bracha do you do is, so according to Beishama, you say Shebora Moresh, means we make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire. Shebora Es Or Ha'esh,
B'sheshishimei Breshis. Heshibora means Lashon Hashem created it already. B'silu says Boru Miresh means we say Lashon that like he is creating it right now. Because that's the Nusach, that's the Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, that Yoytzahorim Uvorei Ruach. So what is also Uvorei means Hashem like creating Kiseida the fire.
Mishneh Vov. Ein Mevorchin Loyal Haner for Loyal Abisomim Shogoyim. Shabbos, when you want to make Havdalah, you're not allowed to make a broch, you're not allowed to use the fire, or the summum, or the smelling things, shall goyim, that belong to goyim. Now, the reason is, because a goy here, poshid, means, because it was not Shabbos on Shabbos. In other words, we have to be afraid that the goy made this fire on Shabbos. Therefore, since a navera was done with the fire, we do not use it to make a broch for Havdalah. Because even though there's no avera for the goy to do it, but still it's considered the fire was created on Shabbos, therefore we do not use it for Havdalah. Now the psalm shel goyim, we're also afraid, Stumora says, it's talking about where their goyim got together and had a suda and they had their psalm there, smelling things. So we say they zichah do it for the shame of avodah zarah. Therefore it's considered like psalm that was tashmishi avodah zarah, that it's also to have hanor, you shouldn't use it. Then the Mishnah says, v'loy al haner, you can't use a candle, a fire. That was set aside to be used for a mace. Because anything that's set aside to be used for a mace is also bahanor. He can't have enjoyment from it. So therefore this psalm that was put on top of the mesim, the dead bodies that they should not smell, it becomes also bahanor, and we can't use it for psalmim. You can't use a candle that's in front of an avodah zarah, or else psalmim, smelling things that's in front of the avodah zarah, we can't make a brocha, because also it's also banor. Since these things are used for the avodah zarah, they also become also banor. We're not allowed to use it to make a brocha. Or you can't use it to have any enjoyment from it. And the Mishnah ends off, Ein mevorchin al haner ad sheyayoysu liyoroi. You cannot make a brocha, bori miyoroi ha'ish, until ad sheyayoysu liyoroi, until you're having enjoyment from the light itself. So some Mefarshim learns it means you have to be standing close enough to the candle that you could have some enjoyment from it. And usually the minig is that b'shas we make this bracha, we put our hands and we look at the nails when we're making this bracha. Also that we should be close enough to have some enjoyment from the or, and that's the minig to look at your nails. Mishneh Zayin. Mi she'ochal v'shochach b'lay berich. Somebody ate and he forgot to make a bracha achrona. It's at the place where he finished eating his meal, he forgot to bench, to say brachas amozin. Is Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, Yachtel im kermel v'yavorach. When you realize it later, even though you went someplace else, you have to return to the original place where you had your meal, and you have to bench over there. Ubeisilul Omer Beisilul says, Yavorach b'mekoyim shenizkar. You can make the bracha, you could bench wherever you remember. You went away, and you remembered at the next place, you could bench over there. Ad emosayhu mavarach, until how long after you finish your meal are you still allowed to make the brichas amozin? Ad kedei sheyisakel hamozon shebemeyev. Until the food in your stomach is completely digested. In other words, you're not having any more enjoyment from the food you ate. Then it's too late to make the brich achreina to bench on the meal you had. And the Gemara says the sign for this is Kolzeman Shein Rov. If you're not hungry yet, eat more, that's a raya that the first food, like, is still in your stomach being digested. But once you already have a little hunger, you have hunger pains a little bit, that you want to eat more, that's a raya the first food was completely digested already. And it doesn't mean your mama should have to have hunger pains, it means when you're beginning to feel a little bit hungry. Mishneches. Bo lahem yayin liyacher hamozen. As after you finished eating your meal, before you benched, they brought you a cup of wine to drink. Now this is the only cup of wine you have left. So the question is, can you drink it right now? But then you won't have a kais, you won't have wine to drink, to use for birchas hamozen when you're benching. So Beishamai says, mevorach al hayayin, you're allowed to drink the wine right now. Even though it's before benching, but you have to make the bracha, because that's halacha, if you drink wine even during the meal, you have to make a bracha borei pri gofen and wine. V'yachar kach mevorach al hamozen. And afterwards, later, whenever you get to bench, you'll bench later. Even though you won't have a kais, shel yayin,
Beisham hold, you don't have to use a klei shayin for birchas hamazon. Well, Beisilu loymir. Beisilu says though, mevarach al hamazon. No, wait, first bench. Use this case now, this cup of wine, to bench on it. V'yachakach mevarach al hayayin. And after you finish benching, then you make the baruch piagofen, and then you'll drink the wine. Because Beisilu holds is an inyan to bench al hakos. Oinin omein acha yisrael hamavarach. Whenever a Jew makes a bracha, there's always an inyan, we have to answer omein after that. V'yein oinin omein acher akusi hamavarach. But a kusi that makes a bracha, then we do not have to answer omein, because we don't know what he said. Maybe he said something l'shem avodah zarah. Ad sheyishma kol habracha. Unless we hear him say the whole bracha. If we hear him say the whole nusach habracha, then we see he's saying that the shem like Hashem, not the shem avodah zarah. Therefore, we're also allowed to answer amen. Here, to Perek Tes. Mishnah Aleph. Horoye mokoim shenasu v'nisim liYisrael. If you see a place, then at that place, unless a miracle happened to Yisrael. Is Oime supposed to say a bracha, Boruch she'osu nisim la'avoseinu b'mokom hazeh. You have to make a special bracha, bracha to Hashem, l'kenem aluch olam, she'osu nisim la'avoseinu b'mokom hazeh, that Hashem made miracles at this place. Mokom shenekru mimenu avodah zarah. Let's say you find a place that there used to be an avodah zarah there, a place that the goyim worshipped their idols, and now it was uprooted. Is Oime, we also have to make a bracha, and we say, Boruch she'okar avodah zarah mi'atzeinu. Baruch to Hashem, l'kenem aluch olam, she'okar avodah zarah mi'atzeinu, that Hashem uproots avodah zarah mi'atzeinu. So here it's mashma that this bracha is only said in Eretz Yisrael itself. As if you see in Eretz Yisrael, the place that was once an avodah zarah, and now it was uprooted there, we have to make this bracha. And who had in the first part of the Mishnah that says, Haroya mokim shenasu benisim liYisrael, liYisrael here means la'am Yisrael, a miracle that happened to the whole Am Yisrael. Like, Ma'avoras Hayom, like by Kriyas Yamsuf, you see the place where the Jews went through the Yamsuf, you have to make a bracha. Yos Ma'avoras HaYarden, by Mei Yoshua, they went through the Yarden. We have to make this bracha, she'osu nisim, la'avoseinu b'mokom hazeh. Your Mishnah Beis, al hazikin, that's if somebody sees like a shooting star. V'al hazvois, that's like an earthquake, the ground is shaking. V'al habrokim, v'al haromim, v'al haruchis. Hez brokim is like lightning. Al haromim, that's like thunder. V'al haruchis, very strong winds. Is Oimer, you're supposed to make a bracha. Baruch shekoicha gvorosoi mol yelam. Baruch to Hashem l'kenem ha'olam. Shekoicha, that Hashem's koich power ugvorosoi, his gvoro, is over the whole world. And even though the Mishnah says that on the brokim and in the romim, that's on thunder and on lightning, we say the bracha baruch shekoicha gvorosoi mol yelam. The Gemara, however, says if you want to, you could also make another bracha. You can make the bracha of Baruch Oise Ma'ase Bereishis. And usually the minig is that when we hear a thunder, we say Shekoicha Gvorosa Molu Yolam, because thunder shows the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al HaBrokim, when we see lightning, then we say Oise Ma'ase Bereishis. Also, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenem Melech Olam, Oise Ma'ase Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes things of, like Ma'ase Bereishis. Right, the Mishnah says, Al Horim, if you see big mountains, V'al HaGvois, also big hills, V'al HaYamim, big rivers, V'al HaNahoros, V'al HaMidboros. His Yamim is like oceans, and the Horos are like big rivers. V'al HaMidboros, you see big deserts. Is Oime, you make a bracha, Baruch Oise Ma'ase Bereishis. Since these are things of Teva, the way the world looks, you see nice things upon the world, you make the bracha, Baruch Oise Ma'ase Bereishis. Now here for sure you cannot change the bracha and say, Shekoichu Gvorosim Ol Yerlam, because these things have to do with the teva of the world, so we say Oise Ma'ase Bereishis. Rabbi Yehudi says, Haroyes Hayom Hagodol. If somebody sees the big Yam Hagodol, the big ocean, is Oime Baruch She'oser Es Hayom Hagodol. He has to make a special bracha. Baruch She'oser Es Hayom Hagodol. Now it's a machlokes exactly what is considered here the Yam Hagodol. Some say this is the Yam Atikoin, which is the gvul of the Marav side of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it's called the Yam HaGadol. And some say, no, the Yam HaGadol means like the big oceans we have, the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean. So therefore, usually the minig is that when you see here the Pacific Ocean, if you see it once in 30 days, we just make the bracha Baruch Oisa Ma'asa Bereishis.
But since we have a suffix, if this is considered the Yam HaGodom, so in a suffix we make the bracha Baruch Oysa Maisa Bereshis. Now, Bizman Shiroi Oysa Lefrokim, the Mishnah says, when do we make this bracha? If we see it at different intervals. And the Gemara says that means within 30 days. If you see it, if the last time you saw it was 30 days ago, then you can make the bracha again. But if you see something less than 30 days ago, then you see it again, you do not make the bracha again. It's not like a new simcha, because you remember seeing it from before. Al ha-gishomim, if it comes down a lot of rain, the al ha-bsoris toivis, you have good news, is oime borach ha-toiv yameitiv. You make the bracha borach ha-toiv yameitiv. And usually the good news means that it's good for you, and it's good for somebody else. Like, if you have a son, it's like good for you, good for your wife. If you hear good news that's good for you or for somebody else, then we make HaToyv Yemetiv. Hu Adin Gishomin is good like for the whole world, for a few people, therefore we make this bracha of HaToyv Yemetiv. V'yal Shmueis Rois, if something bad happens, you hear a bad happening, is Oyma, you say, Baruch Dayan Remes. But the core point of the Yisrael of the Mishnah is that even though bad things happen, still we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Because maybe for us it looks bad, but really there's a reason why Hashem is doing it to us. Like really it's for our good. Mishnah Gimel. Bona bayis chodesh. If somebody builds a new house, and who adin if he buys a new house? V'kona kelim chadoshim. Or he buys new utensils, new kelim. Is oima you make a bracha baruch shechiyonu. Because of the simcha, since you have a tremendous simcha by buying these new things, you have to make a bracha shechiyonu. Mivorech al haro me'ein hatoiva. You have to make a bracha on the bad, the same way we make a bracha on the good. The same way you make a bracha on good, the same way we make a bracha on raw. And that's the pshat is that whatever Hashem does for us is for our good, even though to us it looks like bad, really it's for the good. If somebody cries about something that already happened, that's a wasted tefillah, it can't help you anymore. It already happened. Kate said, like what? What's the example of this? If your wife is already pregnant, the Yomer, and now you start to daven and make a tefillah to say, Yehiratzon, Shetelet Ishti Zocher, Yehiratzon, that the child should be a male, Harezu Tefillah Shov. That's called a Tefillah Shov, because it's already Eska Pasund already, after that first Aboyim Yoim, what the Vlad is, if it's a Zocher or an Akeva. So they say the first 40 days, it's okay to daven, but after 40 days, then it doesn't help already, because it was already done already. Another example is Hoyevo Baderech, someone who's going in the road. Vishoma Kel Savochobir, he heard like a screaming in the city. The Yomer, and he says, Yehiratzon Shlo Yehei Elu B'nei Beisi. This screaming like should not be from the children of my house. As if to say this sorrow, this tragic should not come from my house. Is thus a Rezu Tzvila Shov, that's a wasted tefillah. Because it already happened already. Like you're hearing the screaming, like if it came from your house, it doesn't help you to daven now, it shouldn't come from your house. It already happened. A tefillah only helps on like what's going to be. But something happened already, that's like Nisim, when I'm a spaller for these things, something that happened already. Mishnah Dalit. Ha nichnes lekrach. Somebody comes into a city, a big city, is mispaller shtayim. You should make two brachas when you're coming in. Mispaller shtayim. Achas bichnisosei, when one bracha you make when you're coming in. V'yachas bitziosei, one bracha when you leave, when you go out. Then Azayim, Ben Azay says, arba, you should make four brachas. Shtayim bichnisosei, two when you come in. Ushtayim b'itziyosei, and two when you leave. V'noisen hoidol l'shovar, like he explains, you're giving hoidol, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past, what already happened. V'tzoyek losed lovey, and you'll be mispalol for the future, that everything good should happen. Now, according to the Tanakhama, the two brachas are, v'chnisosei, you say like, yirotzim l'funecho Hashem l'keinu, k'tachnisein l'krach zel l'sholem, you make a bracha, you should come in here with peace. And when you leave, also you're giving Hodah, you're giving a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're leaving it with peace. Then Azay says, we say two brachas coming in and two coming out. Now, according to Ben Azay, the four brachas are really like the two when you come in. First you say the one like before, Shtachasen l'krach zel l'shalom. You like, play to Hashem, you should come in b'shalom. And after you come in already, then you say, Moedi, you thank Hashem that you came in b'shalom. And when you leave in the same thing, before you leave, you make a tefillah. You rotzen, you should be able to leave b'sholem. And then after you left, you also thank Hashem that you left b'sholem. And the end of the Mishnah, it says, V'noisin hoidolish obar v'tzoyek losalovoy. This is like explaining the Pshan the Mishnah, that according to the Tanakam and according to Ben Azay. You're giving Hoidor, you're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for what already happened. And you're being mispala for the future that everything good should come out L'toiva. Yeah, Mishneh Hey. Chayiv Adam Levorach Al Horo Kishem Shu Mevorach Al HaToiva. A person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a bracha when he hears something bad happens to him, and it means B'leib Sholem, like you're accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us, like you're making this bracha Dayan Emes, the same way you make a bracha when something good happens to you, when you're besimcha, when you make the bracha HaToiv Yameitiv. Like we said, you have to realize that Hashem is doing it to us. This is called, you have to make the bracha the same way you do it besimcha, when you hear something good, the same way you have to do it B'leib Sholem when something is bad. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'yahavta eis Hashem alekecha, v'chol levavecha, uv'chol nafshecha, v'chol miyodecha. Now, what's pshat in this Pasuk? You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we dash in, v'chol levavecha, with all your heart, means b'shnei yitzarecha, with your two yetzes. It means yetzer toiv, uv'yetzer ra. Everybody has a yetzer toiv telling them to do good, and you have a yetzer hara telling you to do bad. With both of them, you have to do avodas Hashem. Which means, even though the Yetzer tells you, it's hard to do mitzvahs, stay home, don't go to shul, it's hard to do this, still you have to do it. You have to get up and do the mitzvah. Even with the Yetzer, even though it's hard, still you have to love Hashem and still you go do the mitzvahs. U'v'chol nafshecha, what does that mean? Afiluhu leitles nafshecha. Afiluhu comes to Mesiris Nefesh. The goyim say, be'ovid avoy de zora, still you have to be moise nefesh, fa'avas Hashem. Uvechol miyadecha, with all your money, vidashin bechol mamoincha, with all your money. You have to give money to do mitzvahs. On the Eid Gisa, if somebody says, "Give me, I'll take all your money, or else do an avera," you have to give up all your money not to do the avera. So you do after the oivet Hashem, love Hashem with your money. Dover acher, another pshat of snagei to us is bechol miyadecha means bechol mida umida shu moidit. Any type of a mida, any type of a thing that Hashem does to us. Have a moid aloy. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. The moid, very much. Like we're saying now. That's b'chol miyadecha. Whatever Hashem does to us, any need that happens to us, we have to thank Hashem to realize it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's only for our good. Right there, the Mishnah says, lo yokel odem es roishoy keneged shar hamizuch. When you're coming in like to the base of Migdash, to the shar, the entrance of the east side, you should not have a kolas ha'roish. Not be mekel yerosh. In other words, you should have Yiro, you should be afraid from the Beis HaMikdash, have Ur. Kshehu mechuven keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because the Shar HaMizrach, that's like the entrance of the east side, but that's mechuven straight in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore you have to have a little bit Ur when you go in there. Lo yikoneis laharabayis b'maklik. The same thing, when you go up to the Harabayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot go up there with your regular stick that you hold. Or b'minolei, with your regular shoes. Or b'pimdosei. With your wallet, over ovek shal raglav, with the dirt on your feet, v'lo yasenu kapandria, you can't make the Beis HaMikdash for a shortcut, just to go through one entrance, go through the other side, or rekika mikal v'chayme, and for sure with a kal v'chayme, you're not allowed to spit in the Beis HaMikdash. This is all but terrorists have covered and to have yira from the makom, the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says, "Chois me brochoi shoye b'migdush." In the Beis HaMikdash, how did they end off the brochas? Hayuayim, they used to say min oilam. They used to say min oilam. That was like the end of the broch. But they would say, "Baruch Ato Hashem Olakei Yisrael min oilam mogein Avraham." Mishnah says that mishakukulu haminim, when the minim made it bad for us, the yomer they used to say, "Ein oilam elo echad." There's only one world. Is eskinu shiuayim min oilam b'yad oilam. From now and forever. In other words, not only Olam Hazeh, but for Olam Habo also. V'hiskinu shi'odam shel esh shleim chaveroi b'ashem. When a person wants to give Shalom Aleichem, he could say Hashem's name. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Rus, V'nei boyaz bo mi beis lechem, v'yoyim alakaitzchem Hashem imochem. I gave him like a Shalom with Hashem's name. V'yoyim ulo yivarechachu Hashem. V'yoyim, another Pasuk says, Asher imcho gibur ha'choyl. V'yoyim al tovos ki zokno imecho. So you see, you're allowed to say Hashem's name when you want to say, like, give somebody a bracha of l'toivah, but to give him Shalom Aleichem. And Rabbi Nosson Leimer, Hei Feiru Sarosecha, Eis Lassus Lashem. That's good. The Darshan is possible both ways. It's Eis Lassus Lashem, Hei Feiru Sarosecha. And your Nosson says sometimes the other way. It's Hei Feiru Sarosecha, and Eis Lassus Lashem. And really, like both are saying the same thing. Like the pasuk says, "Eis lasus l'Hashem." You have to do things at certain times for Hashem, and "Eferu sarasecho," like turn over the Torah. So Nosson is saying the same thing. Like sometimes it's "Eferu sarasecho," mishum eis lasus l'Hashem. Certain times you have to do certain things, even though it doesn't look so nice. So here also they're saying that's the pshat that even though maybe it doesn't look so nice to use Hashem's name when you want to give somebody shalom, still that's not called zilzul b'chaver Hashem. Since you're doing it lechavid, shalom chaverim. But some of Rishonim say that Reb Nosson is coming to say a little bit different. Reb Nosson is saying that if you see people that are mafirin as a Torah, he says, you see people going to neged the Torah, oz is eis lasis l'Hashem. Shachachomim l'sakin oz takonis lasis l'mankyumim v'chizuka shav Torah v'tehetziva shom yeterah v'emunabom. Sometimes the Torah, the Chachomim make certain takonis because the people are not doing good things. Yes, Likulam Sechta Brachas. Stop here.